It's 7 a.m., and I have to hustle if I don't want to be late for work yet again. Really shouldn't have stayed out so late last night. I'm really paying for it now. With my eyes barely open, I turn on the water before I step into the shower stall, making sure the water is warm. Oftentimes it isn't, and I have to stand there for a minute and wait. Luckily today, the hot water is already tepid, so it shouldn't take too long now. I undo the tie to my pajama pants and let them fall to the cold floor. As usual, I have morning wood, and nowhere to put it but my fist. While waiting for the water to warm up, I lean my forehead on the cold tiled wall and sleepily massage my thick cock. I pretty much know I'll masturbate in the shower, so for now, I'm just toying with it a bit. The water's temperature is finally just right, so I step into the stall, eyes still barely open. There's really nothing to see in here anyway. Not like I need to see my body to wash it, or my dick to pull on it. After I've shampooed my hair, I finally feel a little more alive, leaning my head back into the shower jets to rinse out the last of the suds from my hair. I lift my eyes and gaze out the little window by the stall. It's a tiny window, its main purpose being to let the steam out, small enough that no one could see in. Not that anyone would see in, since I'm on the 10th floor of my apartment building. As I'm standing there, lazily stroking myself, I become more alert as my eyes focus and I notice a woman walking out onto her terrace, one floor below me and a bit across the way. She's adjusting the lounge chair and starts to untie her wrap dress. I imagine she must have a bathing suit underneath. It's an odd time to be sunning oneself, but today does promise to be a sunny day for once. The early June light is already bright. A moment after I notice the woman, I realize I recognize her. She's a mother of two small children and lives on the floor below me. Whenever we happen to share the elevator up, she always gives me a tired yet very sweet smile as she exits the elevator. I always wonder if she's smiling like that specifically at me, or if she shares that smile with everyone. She's pretty in a nondescript way. Like, you wouldn't remember her if you passed her in the street, but seeing her in the elevator several times a week, I find myself noticing something different about her each time. And now, even though she's a little distance away, I feel I can imagine her face and expressions pretty well. She's taken off her wrap dress and placed it on the back of the lounge chair, which she promptly reclines on. She's wearing a modestly cut two-piece bathing suit that has some kind of pattern to it. But I'm hardly paying attention to her attire. I'm too busy checking out her body. I am, after all, a guy. She has the typical MILF body. A nice round bust, nothing too crazy. Looks like a C-cup from here. Her tummy is trim but a little soft, which I find adorable, and her hips a bit wide for her frame, which lends a nice cozy feeling. I go crazy for this shape on a woman. She nearly always has a raincoat or a jacket on when I see her, so I've never properly seen her figure. And she's reclining now, so I'm still not seeing it, but I can just tell from her proportions, even from here, that her tush would fill my hands nicely. Her legs look pretty good from here, and I can see her toenails are painted a bright color. And that's always sexy. And there's just something about a busy mother who still puts on some lipstick or keeps her nails done. The small touches of taking care of herself. My hand, which has been on my cock all this time, is squeezing just a little harder now. Maybe I'll gaze at her legs as I pleasure myself, imagining those stems wrapped around me. Oh God, what am I thinking? I am horny as fuck though. Still pulling on my thick cock, I observe my neighbor starting to rub her hands on her legs, starting with her pedicured toes. She must have an oil or cream that she's applying. She works in the cream languorously, onto one foot and lower leg, and then the other. Then, out of view, she gets more of the cream or oil and starts massaging onto her thighs. How I wished I could do that for her. How I would dearly love to work in that cream. Then maybe persuade her to part her legs and let me tease her pussy. I would love to moisturize her box with my tongue and suck on that clit while massaging her pussy and eventually her backside, if she'll let me. Then I would lift one leg over my shoulder and turn her a bit on the chase so that I can tongue fuck her pussy and tickle her asshole with my nose. And then, while my mind is going, I jerk to sudden attention because now my neighbor is lazily circling the mound of her pussy with the pads of one hand, while the other slips into her bikini top to fondle her nipples. Are you kidding me? This goes on for a little bit, and I start to think I should get my act together, make myself calm, and get ready for work. But no, right at that moment, my sexy neighbor slips her thumbs into the sides of her bikini bottom and starts to draw them downwards, then draws her knees up and pulls off the panties. Fuck me, there must be no one else home. Where are the kids? She lowers her legs back onto the lounger and arranges them into a diamond shape, the soles of the feet facing each other and the knees apart. My cock weeps up more pre-cum as I see even from here that her pussy is trimmed, with just a neat triangle on her pubic mound. Christ on a stick. One hand is now back on her pussy and slowly working the clit. Every now and then, the fingers tucking into her pussy. Then, she draws up one knee, reaches behind the leg, and starts playing with her ass with her other hand. If only I could hop down there. I would love to help out with that. I would love nothing more than to toy with a woman's asshole, kneading it, licking it, fucking it with my tongue, maybe preparing it for my thick cock. That's so sexy, learning my neighbor likes this. Suddenly, one of her hands pulls away and slips into a pocket of her house dress. Then I see her hand come back into view with something that can only be a toy. She puts the toy in her mouth and starts to suck on it as her other hand massages her clit. Fuck. It's almost like she's putting on a show for me, but there's no way she can detect me. After a few moments of filleting the toy, she brings it back down to her pussy and slowly inserts it, as her other hand continues to play with her nipples. She slowly fucks herself with this toy, and she gently moves those womanly hips of hers. What a sight. I'm wanking more urgently now. If she plans on coming, I definitely want to try to come with her. And then, oh my God, she slowly pulls out the toy from her pussy, draws in one knee, and slowly works it into her backside. I imagine it must be so wet from her pussy if she can do that. And the other hand is now working her clit in earnest. I'm tugging on my meat somewhat faster now, wanting the sensation to last, and yet knowing I could get myself off at any moment just by watching this show. Now my cock is envying that dildo right now. I imagine her ass to be fleshy, yet firm to the touch. Fuck, I would love to bury my face in that tight creaminess. With one hand on the shower wall and the other hand working my throbbing cock, I watch her pump the toy in and out of her backside. In the other hand, working her clit in a practiced rhythm. She's done this before. Just thinking that made my cock throb almost painfully. I pull on my cock faster, and I can feel the pressure build at the base. She's pumping the dildo with long pulls now in and out of her ass, and her pretty toes are starting to squeeze tight. I imagine fucking her hard, her face in the pillows, ass up, cheeks spread so I can clearly see my cock sliding in and out of whichever hole she'd let me take. Maybe both, the tight one after the wet one. And I can't hold it in anymore, and I let out a soft groan. And finally allow my spunk to spew all over the floor of the shower stall, my breath ragged and my head bowed. And just then, the woman also begins to slow the pace of her hands and gently wiggles and stretches her toes, clearly having just had her own climax. I am completely spent, yet refreshed. What a wonderful way to start the day. I turn off the shower and tear my gaze away from the sight of my lovely neighbor, lazily caressing her hips and tummy in her afterglow, her toy still inside her. I'll have to say hello next time I see her.